The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
They thought they were fighting only against aliens. They were sure that they had won their battle, but they were mistaken. Shocking Dark.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and we find a random film and then we do an audio commentary slash watch along for the film. This is episode number 35. And guys, we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I am your host, Super Marcy, and welcome back to the show, or welcome for the first time if you've never listened to the show before. So, it's my pick this week, and I'm warning you guys, it's not going to be pretty, but it's not just me on this podcast. As I said, there's two Australians and a Canadian. I'm, of course, one Australian who is Super Marcy, and I'm joined by my regular co-hosts with the one who is terrible, Mr. Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you?
Marcy, but unfortunately, in honor of today's show, I'm changing my name, and from now on, I'm going to be known as Bede Matai.
Hello, Bede Matai.
I'm doing this. I'm here to do this movie. I'm excited.
I think...
because I get to talk like this.
I think you might have actually been a better choice for Mario than Chris Pratt as this
he
new...
He doesn't speak...
Oh, topical.
Yeah.
I am very upset because I thought Jared Leto was going to be a Super Mario. And they could just reprise his voice from the House of Gucci.
Does that make me Bacho Matai?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, the Canadian portion of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. He is a professor of peanut butter weed cups. He is Batch. Welcome back.
Good day. So you guys haven't figured out, basically, the only reason I'm really on this show is to test various weed products to see how I can function on them.
Yes.
Exactly.
I knew that from day one.
I watched terribly awesome movies at the same time. But...
exactly. And also just to see if you're functioning by the end of the episode.
Yes. Sometimes I don't make the episode. Sometimes it's gold. So.
Yeah. Sometimes the weed's just that strong that... what can you do? What can you do?
When, if nothing else, just blame Craven. That's what I do on everything. But good to be here because we are the number one Tubi-related podcast. And I think our downloads say that too.
So exactly.
Yeah. Every single one who's listened to our previous episodes, a big thank you from us to you. And yes. Share this show because we want as many people listening to this nonsense as we can get.
Yes.
Exactly.
We want that Tubi sponsorship, damn it.
Exactly.
And
that's
yes.
why we're saying, like, too. And also, like, if you love our show, just leave a review and rating for it on your streaming podcast platform of your choice as well. And we will read it on the show.
If you hate the show, we still get 5 stars. So.
Exactly.
Yes, we know we're doing something right, at least. But,
At least give us five stars for the smoke.
Yeah.
Or it could be five stars for Bede's nerd hatred.
Yes.
I know.
Now, last week's show was something. Mrs. Batch not with us this week.
No.
I think, does Hell Baby fit in our top 10 shows?
I think it was.
Yes.
That was amazing. Last week's show of Hell Baby was amazing. I had such a good time.
Well, I feel safe knowing that the good reverends are watching over us in the Hall of Fame. So no matter what movie we watch, we got back because we could always call on them. Between them and Connie.
Yes.
We're in a safe place. So.
Yes.
See, we need to make we'll make a Tubi original movie that has Connie teaming up with the priests, and then they go around and fight bad guys. It needs to be done.
The main villain has to be Dr. Beck from Stalked by My Doctor.
Also, before we get started, you remember last week when we were talking about Hellbaby, we were trying to sort of figure out a way how we could tie it back to Intruder. And we thought of like a very loose one. Mm-hmm. I actually figured out an even better way to tie it back. Because remember Intruder at the end of that movie ended with two cops arresting our main characters?
Yes.
What if those two cops are actually also the same characters played by Paul Scheer and Rob Hubel in Hellbaby?
Yeah,
I want Paul Scheer to be Bruce Campbell's character.
Yep.
Yes. It's done. And I think Paul Scheer himself would be happy with that comparison.
Yes.
Done.
But Marcy, since this is your episode this week, what movie did you pick for this one?
Yeah, so Falls on Me again. What was my last pick? I can't even remember what I made us watch. Time.
I'd have to look it up. I'll give you one. I know. It feels like a long time ago. I know.
Slightly awkward.
I'm looking, but it's taking forever. Okay.
Honestly, don't remember.
Brotherhood of Justice.
That was Brotherhood of Justice. Okay.
That's what started the 200 Justice.
Yay! Exactly. All right, so for whatever reason, we became obsessed with Night Killer, and we'll forever be thankful to Batch for that one.
Yes.
And as we learnt, that film was directed by the director of Troll 2, Claudio Fragrasso, but it had the uncredited added shoots from one Bruno Mattei, and I believe the script was by Rosella Drudy, who's the wife of Claudio Fragrasso, if that was correct. So
I believe so, yeah.
It's like the trio of awesome. And then when I got to Dunesploitation, I watched a Bruno Mattei film with Robo War, it's such a ripoff of many films, but I'm fascinated. And the other one that, the one that Bruno Mattei has been very well known for, amongst other things I might add, was what they billed as Terminator 2. But it's not exactly Terminator 2. It is a ripoff of Aliens, mostly. And we're watching it on Tubi under the name of Shocking Dark, because why would we not want to watch a film directed by Bruno Mattei with a script by Rosella Drudy and Claudio Fragrasso was involved in some capacity? So we're going back to, you know, the whole weird Italian ripoff, whatever the hell the fuck they're fucking making in the 80s theme. So, yeah, it's our first official directed by Bruno Mattei film. So,
And I have a feeling it probably won't be the last either.
I don't doubt that for a second, my friends.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I just thought, let's do this. I've never seen it. I want to see it. Let's see how shit it is.
And the funny thing is, I haven't seen it yet, but I own it on Blu-ray, because I haven't got around to watching it. So this is going to be my first time watching it for the show. I could have sneakily watched it in pre-air, but I wanted to experience it firsthand through the show.
Yeah, then you'll know if you should keep the Blu-ray or not.
Exactly.
I have a feeling you will.
But we're ready. Oh, before we do, of course, little ground rules for the show, as per usual. What you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Shocking Dark if it's playing in your neck of the woods of the world on Tubi. And I'm gonna count down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad pops up, we'll shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film, and then once the ad is over, we'll let you know, and then that way you can resume the film. But to make doubly sure, we'll make sure to give timestamps as well, so that way our commentary will be in sync with the film. But as per usual, even if you don't have Tubi in your neck of the world, or if Shocking Dark isn't playing on your Tubi there as well, I'm pretty sure the episode itself will still be a fun listen to regardless on its own. Although if you do have a copy of this movie, you can even listen to our commentary that way. So
just pause when we have ads, pretty much.
Exactly.
Because any other show would edit that out. Yeah. Not us. We're giving you the full Tubi pain in the ass experience.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
If you want the full amazing experience of the video version of the podcast, please go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, because more often than not, we release the video version so you can watch along with the film and us, and it's all in sync, or as in sync as we are.
And you get to witness the majesty of the Tubi Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You get to see exclusives and also some funny sight gags if we do them through the show.
Pretty much. It's all
what? Funny sight gags? Us? No. This is an audio podcast. That doesn't work.
Exactly. But I'll count us down. Are we ready to go Matai for Matai?
Yes.
Alrighty, let's do this. I'll count us down at five, and then when I say go, we play the movie. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Grazie.
Pleasant music.
Ah, we're in Italy already.
We're in Venice.
Where's my spaghetti, meatballs, and pasta and gelato?
That's racist.
Although this isn't an Italian-sounding narrator.
I know. I've been to Venice, so...
That one time I ripped off the Terminator.
Exactly.
That the one time I wanted to rip off at James Cameron and the aliens, but they call it Terminator 2, and I don't know why.
I was going to do a Jaws movie in Venice, but then the boats kept hitting the rubber shark.
Hey, wait, it's a minute, off limits.
They're filming Jaws.
Wait a minute. This isn't the Venice where Hulk Hogan lives.
That's Venice Beach. A Vincent Dawn film!
Dawn.
As usual, they're never credited by their Italian real names.
Although I see the rest of the cast and crew is going to have Italian names except for the director.
Yeah, except for like the main two leads probably don't.
I like how they're basically setting up as like, this is a post-apocalyptic derelict Venice, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I've been to Venice, that's what it always looks like.
Meanwhile, the set of Doll Man.
Yes.
He's a Doll Man.
We just see him just shooting out from the window, pew, 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 little dolls flying everywhere.
And I'm sad we didn't get Reb Brown in this movie.
I know. Why the fuck didn't Reb Brown be in this movie?
I mean, he was in bloody Robo-War.
Exactly.
Story and screenplay by Clyde Anderson.
They spelled Clyde wrong.
Clay.
Clyde.
Clyde.
That sounds like something Jerry Lewis would say. Clyde.
Clyde. Although maybe I got it wrong. He wrote the script and his wife was uncredited, or...
Yeah, I think that's what it says, yeah. He wrote the script, but his wife probably added uncredited rewrites to it.
Yeah, I'm going to double check, because that's what I thought it was when I was looking it up. But yeah, she was uncredited, and he's Clyde Anderson. So
I got a feeling this movie's going to give us some good subtitles.
Yes.
So yeah, before when I said she wrote the script, it was Claudia Fragrasso, so I got it wrong. She was uncredited. My apologies for my mistake.
Quick run away. They want us to be in a Bruno Mattei movie.
No such in dope shoulder pads.
This guy here looks like the blob, looks like a total meathead.
They're coming. This isn't a porno.
This isn't Tubi After Dark.
This isn't Booby Tuesday.
Well, it is called Shocking Dark.
Exactly.
Side gag.
Duh. I'm just going to say it like now, even though this, I shouldn't be bringing up this man, the blonde guy here, if this movie was remade today, that'd totally be John Cena. Yep.
He'd just be sitting there with his der face.
Ditch the gentle!
Yeah.
Why does the dude in the middle look like Andrew McCarthy?
I don't know. For Christ's sake! My headset's not plugged into anything! I don't know.
Quick, follow the pipes!
Quick! Do you like my curly hair?
Come on, there's got to be a better movie around here somewhere.
I think these guys.
I don't know what any.
Sorry, you go.
I don't know what any of these buttons do.
I think these guys are secretly the guys from Voyage of the Rock Aliens. The aliens.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
They got stranded on Earth.
This movie takes the Rock Aliens take a horrible turn in this movie.
Yeah.
Actually,
it went totally dark.
Do you want some interesting trivia?
Yes.
Due to rights issues, this film had not been released in the United States until 2018 when Severin Films released the film on DVD and Blu-ray, which is, I'm assuming, what this copy is that release,
yeah.
Because on Tubi it says 2018 when we know this is not a 2018 film.
Yeah, because like they did a full restoration of it. So
what? That's probably why I've not heard of this film.
Yeah,
and
also like probably for legal reasons, like probably because like it was too much of a ripoff that James Cameron had to fucking sue them. If I had to guess. Oh, what's in the something in the mist?
It's Claudio Fragasso. Jesus Christ.
That's not him. That wasn't Jesus.
They just had one thing of pipes and they had to keep running back and forth for each shot.
Yes.
But you can definitely... Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, you can tell this is like the fixed up, redone version because the quality on Tubi is phenomenal compared to something like Kindergarten Ninja, which was ripped off of an ancient VHS tape that was never restored.
That doesn't look like Drake.
What are you doing? No!
That's the same thing I say every time I listen to his album. Drake, what are you doing?
Yes. Hey, Molly Ringwald. Oh, wait, that's not her.
What is she wearing?
There's so many shoulder pads in this scene.
Why does that look like Dennis Hopper? In the TV.
Why is there three TV screens in this room?
One for each person, apparently.
I'm Santa Claus.
I'm going to sit down back here.
He's got schizoid disassociation. See?
I want that vest. It looks epic. Yeah. With the shoulder pads.
See?
I was gonna save the joke. I wasn't going to make that joke yet. I'm saving it, because later on in this episode, there's going to be an outfit we're going to ask you. How many pages is it going to take to print that one?
Hey, we can do it as early as much as we want. We can do that multiple times if a really
I mean,
cool
Bede's
going to
get
up.
that vest thing, like, free of charge.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when you don't take, protocol seriously, because one of the guys has just gone crazy and he's probably got some alien parasite in him or ghosts. I don't know. I haven't seen
this name for a corporation ever. The Tubular Corporation.
It's tubular, man. Look at that guy's outfit.
That dude with the hat looks like a C-grade Powell's Booth.
A C-grade?
That's Powell's Booth's pool boy.
Yes. You seem to talk a lot. How dare you assume I talk a lot?
Wait, one of them is a martial arts expert. Yeah,
oh
boy.
My gosh, yes.
Tubular. Which one?
Oh no, you just said martial arts expert.
Well, you know that's going to come into play later.
I mean, it better. Because I can imagine this movie would set up a lot and go nowhere with it.
That's some, that lady's got some great delivery.
Yes. She's totally the Sigourney Weaver of this movie.
Ad.
Oh, ad. We got it too.
We're only at 8 minutes, 9 seconds.
Same.
Yeah, there we go. Midoma. We're actually in sync.
Wow, this never happens.
We say that now, but then it's going to be completely different later.
Yeah, well, this is an ad,
folks. We all know what that means. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Well, this is a long ad, too, because we're not even halfway through yet.
I'm almost done.
And we're halfway through.
I'm back.
No.
Oh, hold on.
We're only halfway now. Now we're looking at Bachelor in Paradise, Canada.
We jinxed it.
I mean, we're not using Surfshark's beautiful VPN service to VPN into Canada to watch this movie. Wink, wink.
Definitely not. Wink, wink.
Check
but
out our sponsor.
What's the product code for them to save?
Super Network. Okay, we are almost back. Waiting for it. We are at 8:11. There we go.
Yeah, boom.
See, that's how we managed to stay in sync. Oh, look, that's not a ripoff of...
That's Kez.
Yeah.
Look at that headband. Look at that headband.
That's like a just a one-line scrunchie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
I'm back and I'm kicking ass. She's my new favorite character.
I thought I'm maybe she was the expert. But no, sorry. Yeah. That guy is.
I'm just going to say it right now. 5 seconds into meeting this character, she needs to go on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, easy.
It's Barry and Samuel L. Jackson.
It is.
All right, so I thought maybe she was the martial arts expert, but I think it's the guy with the nunchucks who doesn't know what he's doing.
Indeed.
This guy is like Z-grade Kurt Russell with that hair.
It is. How dare you tell me to fuck off?
Looks like she's got a Game Boy for a walkie-talkie.
And a power glove.
Jesus, sexual harassment. Bloody hell.
Zero fucks given.
Yep,
I love it.
She's on the Hall of Fame.
She is. Yeah, I love her. She's my new favorite character on this show.
She is the opposite of a nerd for Bead.
Right now, she's nominated, because not just anybody gets on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that is true.
I like how this team's called Mega Force.
Oh my god, what is that?
It's Jake Busey. Oh wait, that's not him.
Pete, I think I think that's your Patreon costume.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You gotta add that wig to the wig collection.
Yes.
And I like how he's
I don't want him wearing a shirt the entire movie.
Yes. And he's like, totally tubular, man!
That's why it's the Tubular Corporation.
I'm even like 10 minutes into this movie, and this might be my favorite movie we've done for Tubi Tuesday.
What is the logo?
Remember, the last time I said that was with Night Killer, so that says everything.
Okay.
I want his sunglasses.
This is like, they couldn't get Gary Busey, so they got this guy.
But $20 says I sold shirtless guys some stuff at work.
Yes.
$20, he's your best customer.
Mind you, this is the upcoming Halloween collection in terms of fashion.
I'm going to say it now. Matt Riddle ripped off this dude.
Bro.
Bro.
They can't even call it Megaforce. This isn't. Where's Barry Bostwick?
Look at the helmets they're wearing.
I mean, they don't have any, like, protection, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no helmets. Barely any helmets.
Yeah, like, no shielding.
That guy's got. One guy has a helmet.
Yeah, one guy.
And they have to alternate who gets it each day.
Yeah.
So it's his turn today.
Basically. They don't have a shield. They don't have chainmail.
Three helmets. They got three helmets.
They got three helmets between, like, seven people.
The budget only allowed three helmets.
Not for the mission, just for the movie.
Exactly. And apparently, one bit of trivia I could say about this movie so far is only one set was built for this film.
Only one set. One set.
Yeah, one set was
built. Why am I not surprised?
And they're down that same hallway.
10 feet of pipes.
So if you saw this, you rented this movie because you thought it was Terminator 2 because the poster is a ripoff of Terminator, you'd be like, how is this any way related to the Terminator?
Exactly.
And they've even got bizarre English names.
Dr. Dumbbell.
Dr. Dumbass.
Oh, actually, the Sigourney Weaver character, she looks like Kate McKinnon trying to do a Sigourney Weaver impression.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm disappointed. Matt Riddle is wearing a shirt already, so.
What a bastard.
If he's not out of his shirt by the later on in the movie, I'm going to be upset. Yeah.
Okay, my cat is at the door making a lot of noise. I'm just going to check on him. I'm not leaving the room. If there's an ad, we'll be fine. Just give me 2 seconds. I need to see.
Don't leave us. The ads. We're scared.
Bad things happen when Marcy leaves the room.
Exactly. Look at this computer room.
Nobody knows how these machines work.
Exactly. Just pick random buttons. And also, like, all the paddles look like they've been sticky taped on.
Sure. I love to look at it. She looked like the guy. She's like, I have no fucking idea what this does.
Oh, there's Max. Max the cat.
Oh, hi, Max.
I'm still here.
I can see a tail. Marcy has a tail now.
Yeah. Oh! Not because they're the cat.
Oh, somebody's flying. Somebody's shooting. It's James Cameron telling him not to, like, make a rip-off of his movies. That's why he's shooting at him.
It's everyone they've ripped off trying to get their revenge.
One character's name's Frenzy. Why do I get a feeling that guy's going to go psycho at some point during this movie?
Hey, Greaseball! Go fuck yourself! Go fuck yourself!
That makes a soundboard.
So, was that Christopher Lloyd back there?
So, what are they fighting again?
One Greaseball.
Well, if this is a rip-off of Alien, I'm just going to assume, like, people got missing and they have to go find out what happened to them.
I'm guessing something.
I like how they only have shotguns and not machine guns or anything like that.
Yeah.
Hey now! Whoa!
He wants to bring the KY jelly and shaft them really good.
Shocker!
Shocking. Why do I get the feeling like
80% of this movie is just going to be in this hallway?
Yeah, probably. Oh my god, cat, don't play with that.
You know.
Yeah, let's see how I could podcast with my cat on my lap.
E, you're so lucky. I knew you were taking a drink. I could have broke you right there. So
I know. Really.
Gave you the opening and everything.
How did he come up behind him?
He's magic.
You're gonna die.
Who are you? Why did you shoot at us?
I've been waiting for you.
That's a choice. That's a choice.
Yeah. What is he doing? A Dolph Lundgren impression? What is that?
A waffle.
Look at these facial expressions.
What the hell?
Oh, they're playing Drake music.
They are. They're playing cell phone. So what is this?
I like this remake of Hotline Bling.
Want to see my impression of Donald Sutherland and David the Triffids?
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I don't think even Bruno Mattei knows what's going on.
No. I think we can be sure that Claudio Fragrasso and his wife, Rosella, were just like, we saw this one movie, let's just, let's base everything on that. We didn't understand what the movie was, but we'll pretend we did.
I'm just going to pretend like all the characters are all vegetarians, and that's the subtext of this movie.
Yeah. And that's... We know they don't like vegetarians.
Gratuitous motion tracker scene.
Yes.
He says he is still alive.
Well, they actually let Italian actors actually speak with an Italian accent in this movie.
I don't know. It's just what he sounded like. Oh my god.
Okay, we know the sub. Okay, we know Macca's. We know that Subway's around here somewhere.
Yeah, these are the two only interesting characters of the squad, so everybody else can die. As long as he
keeps alive. Exactly. They're the only ones we will ever care about.
That seems that his helmet is seriously a bike helmet.
Oh my god, Cat, what are you doing? You may have to come in here. What do you want? Hey?
He wants to disrupt the podcast.
He does. See, this is why you need the video version to see the cat.
He objects to this Bruno Mattei movie.
He doesn't like it. Max, why didn't you like it, Papa? Yeah, what are you doing?
Lied.
Hey, look, it's what happened to all the nerds that Bede doesn't like.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking nerds.
Nerds.
Okay. Look at that combat to that nerd.
Before I put him in, like, cobwebs and shit, I gave him a good wedgie to start off with.
An atomic wedgie.
Exactly.
And this looks like something more out of, like, Alien.
This is all the leftover food that Steven Seagal ate.
Ew! I thought that was what he shit out.
That's why he's getting the side eye.
Melody.
You know.
Melody.
They should have got Vincent Price for this part, since his name's Price. Hello, I'm Vincent Price. How are you?
Melody.
Wait till we get to the Frankenstein podcast, Bede.
Yes. Look at the guy behind there. He's like, duh.
Yeah, that's why he's this
guy. Man.
Kill me. Get me out of this movie.
Oh. Ah! Oh, what's going on here? Oh!
No!
A hand just came out of her. Don't kill her. She's the best character.
Save her, damn it.
If we be kept running up and down the same hallway, we could find them.
That ain't some faint screaming.
Nah! What's he gonna shoot? Well, that's what happens. So it is an alien.
Yeah.
Ew, its arm is off.
There we go. I was gonna say, she'd have had to throw a couple more motherfuckers in there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there's still time.
Oh my god, this cat is just purring.
We can't even see anything because they're like in front of the steam.
Blow off some steam, Bennett.
Yes.
I can't remember. Bitch.
It was about
Frazzini.
It was a man in a suit.
They've got like Kowalski. The weirdest Italian then non-Italian names. Why does that look like evil that? Admiral Akbar?
That's what it looks like.
Does. Oh, Max, you pairy boy.
That was a creature from another movie. We just reused this one.
Yes.
It was exactly. The Night Killer mask.
Yes. Let's get out of here. Quick, head to the neon.
My acting is so bad.
Well, we could easily link this to Night Killer because it's set in the same universe, just another part of the
Exactly.
We don't know it's not happening at the same time.
Mm. This is happening while Melanie was getting obscene phone calls from her husband or whatever it was.
And funneling her breasts while looking in the mirror.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then, I don't know, being seduced by KFC.
Yes.
Speaking
They're
of which...
They're still going up and down the same fucking hallway!
That's it! They've got one set
it's
this movie.
It's the one set.
They move the camera so it looks like it's a different part, and then...
It's literally like the one room.
They're nearly here.
Oh no, Bruno Mathias found us!
Oh no! Oh my god, it's the green ooze from Troll 2.
Oh no, it's Jared Leto. He wants to be an Italian! Quick lock the door so he doesn't try to do method acting! That line delivery, now is safe.
Cat, what are you doing?
She is the variant of Samuel L. Jackson. I'm convinced this is set in the MCU somewhere.
Right, real? Bro.
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 I'm going to start a petition for Matt Riddle to say tubular.
Tubular.
Oh my god, dog.
I thought it was a Terminator movie, but evidently it's not.
No, it is literally a ripoff of Aliens, but for some reason it was called Terminator 2.
Yet they're called Megaforce.
Yes.
Yet I've not seen one. I've not seen one flying motorcycle in this movie yet.
But the funny thing is, like, Bruno Mattei, one of the last films he did before he passed away, he did another Aliens ripoff movie again called Zombie the Beginning. I've seen clips. It's legit Aliens just with zombies. I mean, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen clips, so. It's weird. What is happening? What's going on?
This is the shittiest looking whatever the fuck that is meant to be I've ever seen.
What is happening? Bob hit a button and now all the screens have gone black.
I'm convinced this whole set is made out of cardboard.
I wouldn't be surprised. All these components, it's just like, you know, what we would have had as like a basic wooden computer.
And that guy's playing Pong.
Yes.
Don't mind me.
There's that John Cena guy.
Duh. What's going on?
I don't know what the Cena joke is, but I approve. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. That's the joke. He just looks like he's got a duh every time you see Cena.
I'm very annoyed by the lack of nerds in this movie.
Yeah, there should have been. The nerds knew how to work the computer, so they had to get them the fuck out of there.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to let the cat out. I will be back in 2 seconds.
Then there'll be an ad and we'll be terrified.
What's happened when she takes the cat out?
I swear her outfit has changed at least 4 times so far in the last 10 minutes. Or at least has changed like layers.
It is
they're messing it up. They should have had the shoulder pads grow bigger and smaller randomly.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, it's not a Tubi Tuesdays podcast without me having disruptions.
Yes.
Heard of Tubi Bingo.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we found the KFC. It's over here.
Yeah, there's going to be no fried chicken in this movie, and I'm sad.
I'm even more sad now that you said that now, Marzi, because we haven't had... Oh, actually, yeah, we had a bit of chicken in Hellboy, yeah, or at least...
We decided it was fried chicken in the Po' Boys.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so, that is true.
Yeah. To be fair...
To be fair...
I did have KFC last time.
Yes.
So I didn't get any?
I tried. Darcy. You were asleep. I tried mailing it, but the mail carriers were on strike.
Technically, that is true with the time zones.
Hey, Marcy, why do I get the feeling this movie's going to be like Robo War? Instead of them wandering around the jungle while there's music playing,
yeah, they're literally just walking around the set and then shooting every 20 minutes. Jesus.
Somebody just walked past, shoot at him. We don't know if that's a human or an alien, shoot him.
Oh my god, it's a child. What a surprise. It's the Newt replacement. Because look, she's all feral. Yeah. Well, supposedly.
Her name isn't Newt, it's Nat. It's completely different.
Yes.
Is that?
Yes. You made me snort, Nat.
Made Bean snort.
And she's not even a child, she looks 30.
She's a hard Canadian 30.
That's the third time they ran down the same hallway.
Yeah.
They're going to run around looking for her for the next 20 minutes.
This is literally Robo War, because all they do is run around in the jungle for 10 minutes at a time, and then something happens, then they're back to running around the jungle for 10 minutes.
This and the music just, plays like...
Yeah. This is just them running around hallways for 10 minutes at a time before something happens. Oh my god, that music. Ew, his face! Scary!
He looks like a creepy pedo in that shot.
He did! I don't like it!
Oh, you're kinda cute.
Oh, look, it's Esther from The Orphan.
God.
Let's all just make her look, feel uncomfortable. Just stare at her.
You don't taste like KFC?
Ew.
That's how you get COVID.
It's not nice. To anything. I don't know. Yeah, she looks 30.
It's okay, Grandma. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. We'll be friends till the end.
Yeah, we'll just get the. We'll be friends. We'll just get the KY. Shut up!
We'll be orphans.
Nobody's well, getting KY pass. This mention.
Yes. Also, like the show that she is a little girl, they got a bow in her hair.
Yeah, pink bows. So if all of them are orphans as well, does that mean they do a ninja rock band?
Yes.
I mean, a martial arts rock band.
Yes. Look, the bows are even more prominent now.
Oh, she took off her leathery vest thing.
And then realized she has another four jackets underneath her jacket.
It's so puffy. What the?
Quick put random, like, beakers and shit everywhere to make it look like this is a laboratory.
Look, it's the claws from Night Killer.
Oh my god.
It is. It totally is.
I like how they're wrapped in plastic.
Oh my god, it's not even aliens, it's a genetic mutation.
Hey, the people who work here.
Yeah, but they can't say aliens. They're going to say, we'll say, just get the alien script, change everything to aliens to mutants, and we're done.
Yeah. Oh my god. Doom ripped off this movie. No, I'm kidding.
I like to imagine it did.
So now they turned the lights on in this hallway.
Ah,
so
yes.
Also, it looks slightly different, yeah.
So, you know, they shouldn't have done that because the mutants are going to find them now.
Huh? You're in... what?
It's a photo.
Where are they? I thought they were in Venice.
I thought they were too.
And he's saying he doesn't know what Venice is. What is this?
He's not very smart. I told you, I sold him something at work.
Let's have some ham.
She had a Craven special. I didn't make that joke.
Why do I get the feeling this guy here is either going to be the bishop of this movie or the Paul Reiser character in this movie? Or maybe both.
He's looking in that binocular thing like
what is it?
I have no idea what this is.
What is it again? I can't remember.
It's a step. A scope.
It's not a stethoscope.
Clearly, we don't know what it is.
Microscope.
It's a fucking microscope.
Microscope. Is it a microscope?
It's a microscope.
RC, clip it. That's the preview for the episode.
Yup.
Also, I love the subtitle back there. It just said back there, uneasy music.
Uneasy, eh? Yeah, because three adults couldn't think of what a microscope was called. And then you saying a stethoscope just... I thought my memory was horrible.
Tremendous.
This is why this is the best podcast.
Exactly.
You don't need all those serious podcasts. Fuck that.
No.
All right, let's wander around in this mist in this hallway for 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're going to. But remember, it's different because the lights are on.
Yes, exactly. A completely different area of the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Since it's an Italian production, this is technically a dark scene. Because remember, in Troll 2, they say it's nighttime, but it's daytime.
Usually, yes. And I'm pretty sure they just used all the green that they had left over from this movie for Troll 2.
Exactly.
And the cat's meowing at the door again.
And you can walk slower, dude. Take your time. I mean, Christmas is almost here.
Really explore the space.
I'm going to thoroughly look at everything in this room very closely.
Very slowly.
The way how they're slowly walking just kind of represents like how lockdown feels for us now.
Exactly.
We've set the world record for the city who's been in the longest days of the lockdown. We are the number one in the world for being in lockdown, and that's what this movie feels like.
We're number one.
The days are just like slowly.
And Ontario just passed vaccine passports today. That started today. Nice. So.
Yeah, we're not far off. I've got my vaccination certificate on my phone.
Motherfucker, are you there? I'm trying to call you, motherfucker.
I'm hoping the vaccine actually turns me into one of the mutants from this movie.
Exactly.
Sorry, I was running a joke.
So at least with the Gerona over on Webtails, you get stronger as you get dizzier. So we have that going for us.
Yeah. I feel like that happens with me too.
So if you ever need to move some furniture, make sure you get Gerona because it makes it really super easy.
Oh my god, cat, no! I can hear him at the door! He just meow!
If you leave him alone, then he'll know that he can't just be pestered with all the
time. He never does this! Now he's suddenly doing it!
You gotta put tough loving on him, Marcy.
Marcy, you gotta do.
Gotta put some tough love on him.
I'm trying.
You can't give in to the cat.
I'm trying.
No, not her! We don't want him to die!
That or noise cancelling headphones.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, she slapped that thing around her arm.
What the hell?
Yes.
What?
Not her. She's the best character.
What?
That was a doll that fell off the thing.
That was Popcorn D of the week right there.
It was. Oh, shit.
I can't really take a corporation seriously that's literally named Tubular.
Tubular?
It's sister company, Radical Entertainment.
He's reading off the script. That's how many live readings are like right now. DNA.
Genetic engineering, then cybernetics to molecular, whatever. I don't know. I can't even read it.
This is
cybernetics.
Cybernetics.
Cybernetics?
This is one of those movies, like, if we keep using big words in the script, we'll sound smart.
I mean, none of this actually makes any fucking sense. Oh, you said floppy disk, eh? And you insert it into the computer, eh?
Right in the computer.
So what you do is you get your disk and then you insert it into your computer and then you turn it on.
It's just like how you finger the phone when you're dialing it.
Exactly. You stick your finger in and then you turn it around in a circular motion.
Now, where does the KY go in when you take the floppy disk and stick it in?
You put it on the floppy first.
And then if your computer needs it too, you put your finger inside the hard drive and you whip the KY and do that. And then you insert your disk in.
No!
And then it turns your computer on.
And then when you turn the computer on, is there a thing of Mr. Burns saying, "You're quite good at turning me on"?
Yes. I swear that is the little girl from The Fucking Visitor. I'm convinced.
This movie ties back to everything.
That's another link.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh my god, I bet she's a computer hacker.
I don't know why that almost made me laugh, but it did. I mean, it almost made me spit my drink.
Tubular.
And now the screen's going to take 20 minutes just to write everything up.
This is how long it takes to spend a week in lockdown.
I swear, if you actually edit down a Bruno Matai movie, it probably only goes for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think I might do like a Marcy edit of this movie.
And Robo War.
Yes, I'll put them in as the same movie. Let's go!
That's literally line for line from that scene in Aliens. They cut the power. It's them.
Is she going to go, "They mostly come at night, mostly"?
I'm surprised she hasn't said it yet.
Dr. Dumbass!
Dr. Drummel!
Bill quit hitting buttons back there. We can't hear him no more.
Now they've changed it red, so it's a different corridor.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the 80s. We need some neon in this scene.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, two people disappeared. Let's all go and investigate rather than stay in the one place.
Well, at least they're sticking together.
Exactly.
And I just checked and we're not halfway yet. Damn it.
Why does it feel like we're already at the end of this movie, but yet we're not?
Nothing has happened.
No.
What is going on?
Except for a dummy falling off a balcony and them killing off the best character in this movie.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Dead.
Apparently, according to trivia, there's a character in this movie named Kowalski, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the character of Kowalski was actually the inspiration for the penguin of the same name in Madagascar.
Really?
Yeah. What? That's what it says in IMDb. I don't know if that's true. That seems like something someone added in. If that is true, that'd be hilarious that the people behind Madagascar are fans of Shocking Dark.
They like Vincent Dawn movies, Bede.
That is true. I'm surprised the director of this movie isn't Vincent Dark.
But I don't know.
I'm going to change my name to Vincent Dark.
I don't know who I like better, Clyde Anderson or Clyde Anderson.
I like Clyde. That sounds like something. That does sound like an Italian pronunciation of Clyde. Clyde. Clyde Anderson.
So, Bede, how would an Italian person pronounce your name?
It's a Bede Giovanni.
They probably go, what's your name, Bede Man?
Bede Giovanni. It'd be Bede Giovanni or Bede Giovanni. That'd be my Italian name, Bede Giovanni.
Bede Giovanni.
Even that door is opening slow. Everything's so slow in this movie.
See, this is what my problem was with Robo War. It's so slow.
I'm enjoying what I'm watching, but hurry the fuck up!
Exactly! That's what's wrong with RoboWar! When there's something happening, it's hilarious. When there's not, it's boring.
This what is you're why... saying... Oh, no! She's, like, all webbed up. I guess,
Spider-Man story... prematurely spider-ejaculated.
So I guess that's...
What you're saying is they should make, like, a Grindhouse version where they cut, like, 45 minutes out of this movie.
Yes,
it's just exactly. Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should make a fan edit of this in RoboWar and make like a Grindhouse 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what I would do, but it would probably just go an hour, even including five trailers.
Exactly.
One at the start, three in the middle, one at the end.
Exactly.
Two in the pink and one of the what?
Huh?
Stop yelling, bro! Stop yelling at us. We're only in the next room.
So the floppy disk goes in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you put...
To be fair, a PC...
To be fair,
a PC, they prefer not floppy disk, they prefer a hard disk. So you got to stick your
You have to put it into the slot correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you need jelly.
So it's better to have like a solid state, right?
Exactly.
What the fuck is that? That looks like a fucking light bright thing.
That looks like a kid's toy. Did she just talk in a British accent?
I don't know! Let them out of here! Mamma mia!
Right. It's a choice.
It's a choice. All these performances are choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new bit. It's a choice.
It's a choice. It's a creative choice.
See, all this could have been avoided.
And it's tight. Sorry.
Exactly. I was going to say, all of this stuff could have been avoided and people would have still been alive if Charles Bronson was there.
He could have just killed everyone.
I could have got there and fight the mutants by just shooting him in the face.
You just would have told him that they shot his wife and he would have killed everyone.
Exactly.
It's Charles Bronson and his clone of Charles Bronson. It's two Charles Bronsons.
The two Charles Bronsons are here.
The Bronson brothers.
And we're from Bronson.
We're from Bronson, Missouri. Oh, look at it!
I'll let him wear the helmet.
Another doll!
That creature looks like my ex-boyfriend!
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about.
That really does look like a... I know who you're talking about, Buzz. But I'm just saying, like, that creature, like you said earlier, looks like a melted-down Admiral Akbar.
It does! It's weird!
So, I don't like how they're making sure it's in shadows and in fog so you don't see it.
Are these meant to be cybernetic mutated people? I have no idea.
Maybe it's cybernetic mutated people.
To be fair.
Creature shrieking, gun booming.
I've gone from to be fair to to be scared.
To be scared?
To be, what the fuck is going on?
It only just knocked the wind out of him.
Look, he took his helmet off, so he's in danger.
How many creatures are there? It's probably like two people in a suit.
Why do they?
It's the same. It's the same one over and over.
It's the same one, but they look like they've just attached ropes on a garbage bag.
Yes.
For the costume.
Aren't they on a bridge?
That's not how doors work, honey.
Oh my god, could that look any more rubbery?
He took my gun. This is glorious.
Oh my god, she just has to push a fucking button.
Turn the handle, bitch.
Oh wait, the door takes 20 minutes to open. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
These creatures look like they come...
There, done. It's open.
Could be... It's open enough, just go.
I'm pretty sure, though... Sorry, you go first.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they reused those costumes for some Doctor Who villains.
They probably did. That's probably where they stole the costumes from.
What do you think they got them from?
That's called recycling.
Great, no one left has a helmet. That's the last
three. No, because he knocked it off. He knocked it off him.
They don't have budget to get more helmets.
Nah. They couldn't pick up the dropped helmet.
Wait, shit, man, we gotta get out of here. Why don't you just go back the way you came in?
The Mega steam.
Force. Super Force has all the helmets.
The steam is hissing. See, what kind of budget does your corporation have when you call tubular? Especially because everyone will spend the budget on the weed. A day. What fucking computers are these?
Don't push that button, Bob. Shit, push the button.
Hey, look, they've got Bede's favorite fingering phone.
Yes. I'm gonna reach out to that phone and put my finger in it and then start to dialing it.
Bede, you should be better at that mini game on Trivia Murder Party.
Yes.
That is a
very Yes. Well, that was a first. The door actually opened quick for once.
Because Bob it needed to
pressed,
be?
Bob finally pressed the right button.
Yes.
He's been pushing random buttons the entire movie.
He's really got to stop channeling John Cena.
See? What does this have to do with Venice?
I don't know!
I mean, it's brought up at the beginning and then it's completely forgotten about. I mean, yeah, we saw a picture of Venice and I'm like, is this in Venice? Is there a different spot? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, but he just said shaft and then blow and then off.
Ew.
Shaft, blow, take your pick. I know.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes you gotta watch these movies with the subtitles.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm so glad when we watch these weird fucking movies, they have subtitles. And the elevator is rumbling.
How is it it's these movies have subtitles, but yet kind of the more modern, recent ones don't have
subtitles?
I have
no fucking idea. Mm.
Oh, ad.
Advert.
Oh, it's a good time.
We're at 48:51.
We're at 48:52, which is over halfway through the movie, Mercy.
Yeah, I was about to say. And look, we're so closely in sync. This is excellent. Okay, we are back now. 48.
Oh, I'm still on ad.
All right, 48:56 is where I'm paused.
Okay, I will let you know when I'm there.
48:56, just repeating. But hey, at least we got ads at the same time.
Okay, 53, 54, 55, and 56.
Done. There we go. Easy does it. Oh, look, he's trying to hide his wound because, you know.
Or he's shooting up in the corner.
Yeah, it's probably mutating him and he's hiding it because he would be like an anti-vaxxer.
Exactly.
He's got 5G now.
Oh my god, he does! Look, he's got things coming out of his...
That's a Wi-Fi signal. He's like, shut up. I got the AstraZeneca.
I mean, he's got wires coming out of his arm. So it turns you into a robot monster?
Could you imagine, like, when this movie was released under the Terminator 2 title, you're going in, oh, a sequel to Terminator, can't wait, you're watching, like,
what the fuck is this?
Terminator.
I know, I made that joke earlier on, but really, for real, like, how could you call this Terminator 2?
Oh, that door's open. Even opening the doors is slow.
The only relation to Terminator in any way is that they're apparently turning into cybernetic things. But that's it. This is Aliens.
Someone has a shotgun. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that cat. He is back at the talk.
Don't give in to him, Marcy.
Don't do it.
Sometimes you gotta give animals tough love.
I'm trying. Meanwhile, Freddy's asleep on the chair.
See, Freddy knows what's up. He's a good boy.
Yeah, it's because he doesn't, you know, cause chaos when he's in here, unlike the cats. They will knock more things down than the earthquake the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, speaking of which, this week, when you're listening to this, it was last week, but we had a fucking earthquake in Melbourne because what else could happen to us here?
Exactly.
Bloody hell.
It's like the tornado that was here earlier this year.
Yeah. It was very surreal.
Mother Nature's trying to take us out. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mother Nature's not a fan of this show. They just have terrible aim.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. Mummy always has said monsters don't exist, but they do exist. That's her line of dialogue she just said just then.
I was reading it.
I have to admire the balls of Bruno Mattei, Claudio Fragasso, just like literally stealing lines and scenes from the movies they're ripping off.
Yep. And this kid still looks 30.
How they didn't get sued, I do not know. Maybe they did, and I'm not aware, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea on the history of this
film. I know, like you said, Marcy, this movie didn't get released in the US till 2018,
Officially, anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
The kids are, so. If anything, the kids are hard Canadian 27.
Yeah.
I'm convinced she's 49.
After this week in Australia, she's a hard Australian 49.
Is that how I do this? Yes, don't do that.
I'm confused by the little girl's accent. Is she Italian? Is she British? I do not know.
Mm. Yes.
He keeps going back and forth.
And the other guy is slowly turning evil.
I didn't like that subtitle back there, squishy thumping.
Ew. I'm pretty sure that's what happens when you try to finger the phone.
Ew.
What is it? What is it? What's going on?
What is
she
it?
Really does look like Kate McKinnon doing Sigourney Weaver.
We're in trouble. The third act's about to start.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
I'm scared.
There better not be a monster hiding behind here.
It might be a nerd. Oh my god, how long does it take?
It's a nerd!
It's a nerd! They're mutating!
They're multiplying!
Oh my god, can they not open the fucking doors in this movie?
There's an intruder when we need them.
Yeah.
Quick, let us in! They want to tell us about calculus! And they want to make us play Dungeons and Dragons! Let us in!
He's got a pocket protector!
Let us in!
Oh, evil bitch!
This happened in the first film too. Remember Paul Reiser's character turned off the...
You did say one of them was going to be the Paul Reiser. And, yeah.
Yeah, but Paul Reiser was already an asshole. This guy's excuse is basically he's being infected by the...
But he has Paul Reiser hair, so we should have known.
So he just killed both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm scared!
I'm scared!
No, if he just killed the two dudes, then why bother turning off the actual monitor? Because there's no one else to actually hear it.
No.
Oh, they're alive. Okay, they killed them.
There they are. Where is
it? Same room. Which part of the room?
I don't know where they are! They're somewhere!
They're just over there! I can see them! The set isn't that big.
Yeah. It's just in the corner of my computer room. Ah! It's the Night Killer!
Night Killer monster.
What the fuck? Where is it? That was a shot from before.
Oh my gosh, it's a creepy hand.
It is the Night Killer hand, and his face was full of jizz. Melody.
Is that subtitle to say gun shrieking?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it did.
I'm loving these subtitles. These are
that
amazing.
Was my shrieking gun.
At this...
Bushy thumping and gun tricky are probably the best subtitles since Mystical What was it? Mystical Boeing in Bloodbeat.
What about the
Mystical Boeing?
What about the subtitles on the Spider-Man cartoon?
Yes.
I can't remember what it was, but it was so funny.
You can, you can listen to commentaries of the Spider-Man cartoons every week on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast on the Pop4D Network.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And we did do one for Patreon.
Now they're going to spend at least 50 minutes walking down this hallway. And they're legit taking forever!
Oh my god, walk faster!
See, another person would have slightly edited this down or maybe dissolved them going down and down the hallway.
They took the pipes out, and it's the same hallway.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same hallway, just lit.
And it's completely like, it doesn't flow. Because then there's a wall where they start walking again. What is this music? My god. Dunno.
It's the Blue Ring!
They're trying to be serious right now.
Dunno.
We haven't been down. We haven't been here yet.
It's the blue version of the room we've been in for the whole movie. Gee, he's not suspicious holding his wound. Oh, look. The same corridor with lockers. It's so different.
The is Robo War. Is this what Bruno Mattei does? He just spends like 20 minutes like people walking around.
Literally. Because there wasn't enough in the script to pad it out, so this pads it out.
I wouldn't be surprised if the script was legit only 50 pages long.
Bede, it was probably 2 pages long.
Exactly. And they all improvise the dialogue. Here, watch this movie, Aliens, and just use lines from that.
Yeah, pretty much. Computer beeping! Woohoo!
An alien virus that killed off everyone here. It was me coming in going, fucking nerds! And then me giving them killer wedgies.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it's after 5. They all went home for the day.
Mm.
Is that the same computer room from earlier? The one where all that other base is? It looks like it.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. Cause I don't,
just with another panel there.
Yeah, I don't know like where the fuck they're supposed to be, like, at all. I haven't worked out any of it.
Yeah, the geography of, like, this base they're at is all over the place.
This is more confusing than trying to work out where everything is in The Shining.
Exactly.
Because that makes you feel so disorientated.
The Tubular Corporation.
Everyone knows the Tubular Corporation is radical.
It's radical and tubular, cowbunga man.
They didn't say tubular because we can't take a corporation seriously if it's called tubular.
So they are in Venice? I'm so fucking confused. I sound like a robot with my acting performance. What the fuck is her face?
That's a turned on face. She's
that did not look okay.
No, she
was. That made me very uncomfortable. Mm.
She just realized she could play Pong in here, so.
She's basically becoming Lolita right now.
She looks like. I don't know.
Look at those shoulder pads.
Look at that hair. It's a new weed for Bede. I mean, a new wig for Bede. Fucking hell. Can't even talk. I just thought tubes said pubes. Whoops.
Tubular.
The Tubular Corporation is tubular, man.
Hi. Does my shoulder pads make me look at my head smaller than usual? We're just getting exposition dump right now.
So basically, this is the same plot of Superman Returns, because it's about property values.
Essentially.
Bloody hell.
Her hair takes up most of the screen.
That's why you need that wig.
Exactly.
That should be the centerpiece in your wig room.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Poison Venice? It was like that when we got here. I feel very bad about taking the piss out of Venice, but having been there, it's like, I mean, it's a beautiful place, but at the same time, it's a little grumpy in parts.
Yeah, but like, the dolphins came back when they went into lockdown.
That is true.
He's a machine! Ah!
He's got the 5G's!
He's got the 5G's!
That's what happens when you're
a zombie.
That's what happens when you get a vaccine. You get all that, the microchips coming out of your arm.
You guys don't have yours in yet? I got mine.
See, if an anti-vaxxer watches this, maybe they'll think it's a documentary.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I've been shedding microchips for like 2 weeks. I don't know why it hasn't stopped, but Jesus.
Okay, I think it's finally the Terminator part of this movie is finally kicking in.
Yeah, because he's going to be like the Terminator. He can't be stopped.
But so basically the alien, the mutant, sorry. So when they scratch you, they turn you into a robot?
It's like a zombie, but like a robotic mutated zombie thing.
Mm.
And then you turn into poor man's Clancy Brown.
Pardon me. Fuck you! Boom!
Oh, and now he's dead.
And he just throws it. Yeah. And then he'll spend the next 20 minutes just walking around.
Now it's your turn. Dude, they're behind you, not over there.
Because I was waiting for the end of the movie to do this.
Wait a second, was he always a robot?
Yeah.
Oh, he was always a robot.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
So he's like the android mixed with Paul Reiser.
Yes. Yeah.
So basically he's like Ash in Aliens. Yeah. Bishop in Aliens.
So it scratched him and it just revealed. It's not mutating him. Okay.
No.
Everyone's going to be like, anyone who's seen this film and is listening to this as we're doing this, they're going to be like, the fuck? Can't you tell this is what's going on?
To be fair, we're watching this movie for the first time. We're not actually 100% fully invested because we're watching and commentating at the same time and reading the subtitles.
We do
every week.
Yeah, and I'm going to watch this again and still have no fucking idea what is going on.
I will not.
Ooh. I'm foot so bumping, confused. Grunting. It made more sense that if the monster scratched you, you'd turn into like a zombie, but for, cybernetic shit.
Maybe they're all robots and they don't realize. That's why when they get killed, they look like a fucking doll falling off a...
That's true.
So is this going to be like the... this movie is like Blade Runner, so we have to decide if they're like... And the question is, are these people all robots or are they human?
Mm.
Dramatic music!
I wonder if she's going to get like a big... like the big suit thing.
Sarah, I'm scared.
I don't know what's
happening. Sarah, I'm scared. I don't know what voice I'm going to use today. I might speak with a British accent now, or I speak with an Italian one.
That's brilliant. I love it.
I like how these their weapons have just got endless supply of shotgun shells.
So what's the thing?
Electricity. Electricity. Sibling.
not the electricity. What's the thing that Ripley's in at the end of Aliens?
Oh, the power loader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there going to be one of those in this?
That'd be awesome.
And the
cat's it'd just be like a cardboard. It would just be a cardboard box version.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to get kidnapped. This is literally... I just can't believe how much of a rip-off this is of Aliens.
Yeah, but are you really surprised after watching RoboWar?
Nope. Gun booming.
I'm just waiting for this robot to start being like, receive.
Exactly. I'm not dead yet.
Dr. Drumbum, where are you?
Dr. Dumbass, are you okay?
Dr. Dumbass. Oh my god, cat, stop. It's just meowing again.
Dr. Dummy Bar.
Dr. Dummy Bar.
Dr. Dummy Bomb. It's me, Dr. Dummy Bomb. What can I do for you? These robots, I can't even tell them from people. I didn't make them.
You know, dude, you spend 20 minutes just crawling to the phone.
I had no idea where that character just came from, but...
I love it.
But
it
we thank you for
character
it.
Character for the show. Dr. Dummy Bomb.
You know, sometimes there's monsters, and sometimes I make monsters, sometimes I don't make monsters, but what are you going to do when your name is Dr. Dummy Bomb? I mean...
You sound a bit like Christopher Walken.
You know, I know that guy, and sometimes it's scary, crazy. I should
15
be.
15 minutes.
This movie.
15 minutes until destruction, so it means another hour.
Oh fuck no! All they're doing is running.
I wanted to be the guy that didn't wear a shirt.
How are these guys back in that room, or is it a different room and the same set?
Bob, it's a different room. It's a different. These are like the scientists back in the base, so it's meant to be a different room.
But where are they? How did he get up there? End of the line.
That's not very big. They've been walking in a circle for like 45 minutes.
He's acting. Fuck hell.
You almost got me for a sec, Batch.
Oh, here we go.
What else was she in?
I don't know. She looks familiar though.
Oh my god.
She looks like a mixture of like Kate McKinnon, Mila Jovovich, and Sigourney Weaver.
How the fuck
well,
is
the
he being electric?
Kevin...
Yes, babe.
Oh, the actress, the awesome actress who got killed before, Samuel L. Jackson's variant. Mm-hmm. That is Greta. Yes, that is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in Demons as well.
Oh. Uh-oh. She went down the slippery slide. That somehow went upwards.
It went upwards!
I know! How does that work?
Science!
Oh, sorry, Samantha!
And what about this woman? What was she in?
I'm trying to figure out what her name's Haven Tyler. That's her name.
Mm.
But apparently she doesn't have a profile on Wikipedia. I'm going to have to look up elsewhere what else she's been in.
She looks familiar.
I'm going to find out. Give me 1 second.
Okay, well, why is he locking them in there? Oh my god, she's screaming. Ah!
Bruno Matai movie! I'm
gonna finger this phone!
Wait a second.
Yes. Fingering the phone.
You're at the tubular plant, yeah, man.
Bro, you need to get over it. It's crazy, bro. I mean, there's aliens, and this guy's a robot.
Haven Tyler, who plays Sarah, the lead actress, this was her first and only film credit.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's what it says on IMDb.
Hmm.
I wonder why.
Oh my god, who are you talking to?
Fuck that little girl, I'm out of here.
Samantha!
Melody!
Melody! Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Actually, she looks a bit like Melanie. Maybe that's what it is.
She needs a touch of boobs as she's calling out, Melody! How can she hear her? Where is she?
I don't know. She went upwards on a fucking slide.
I mean, in Aliens, it made sense because she was actually within, like, the same area. Like, she was looking for her, but she had the beeper thing, and then eventually she heard her, and then, you know, she tried to open it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're going to make a sequel. Chucking Dark 2.
Ew. That's gross.
I still don't understand. Okay, they're kind of like slimy aliens, but they cobwebs?
I don't know what they are. Oh. I'm scared. Now he's got a robot voice.
He sounds like when I need to reinstall my voice meter.
He's just going to say, Malana, and robot, in his robot voice.
Malana. I think we need to fix this. Marcy, we got to fix this guy up with robot Marcy.
Yes. Boff is you, boyfriend.
Yeah, it's that guy.
Oh my gosh, steam's in my face.
Not the steam.
Let off some steam, robot.
Not with that voice, you're not. Ew, she's jizzing him.
Ew.
This what comes after the shocking dark.
Yes.
When you get a shock in the dark.
Oh, there's that doll. That doll lost its head. It fell in a bowl. The doll's head got decapitated, and yet in the next, his head's back on his body.
You're part of the preview for this episode.
I popped 4D for that.
Yes, popped 4D. That was pop for the beat of the week. I stay corrected.
He's broken. he's gone.
I'm tearing up now. That was amazing. I love it when dolls go over the sides of buildings. It makes me laugh.
Or, you know, just fall in the same set. Repeatedly.
Attention, please. There's 5 minutes left before the countdown, but in reality, there's 30 minutes.
Don't scare me.
Rubble.
Electricity sizzling.
Why are they even there when they know it's going to blow up in 5 minutes?
Because she has to find the girl. For whatever reason. And she's spending that 10 minutes just running down the same hallway.
He has to run at least 36 back.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the amount of times they've gone through down this hallway. So she's got to go that the reverse way.
Mm-hmm. Now it's 8 minutes. And they repeated it.
It was 8 minutes 20 minutes ago.
More electricity sizzling. Come on, what's happening? Now where are we?
We're back at the other circuit room. Do we press these buttons or not?
Like,
not Bob!
No!
Oh my gosh, it's Donald! It's the Trumps!
No!
No, I don't want to be a Trumper!
See?
Also, if you're going to vote for me, you got to do it. This is what you look like. If you go from be part of the Trump family, you look like us.
I mean,
the cobwebs are huge. They're huge cobwebs that we get.
Huge cobwebs. Very huge. This is going to be a big explosion because Venice didn't vote for me, so fuck Venice.
And they also do look like weird Admiral Akbars.
Exactly.
Sarah!
Oh, she was barely covered up in the cobweb. Oh, you could have gotten out of that! Look, it's thick there, but it's very easy to go through. What the fuck is wrong with you, little girl?
It could have actually
been that hard.
So, what are the creatures doing? What's the point of all of this again? How does this have to do with property values?
She just said, don't worry, 20 times within the span of 20 seconds. It's not that hard, open it up!
Now the dog's barking. No.
Probably because I could hear.
No, because there's a knock at the door, because why not?
Ah. It's taken her 40 minutes to open it up.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, it's a Republican.
So that's what they look like.
Exactly.
Where did he come from?
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Hello.
Ew, no.
Melanie.
Where's that hand coming from?
Where is the hand coming from?
Mm.
And they just left him behind. Because, like, fuck that guy.
They don't give a shit. He's dead. They don't fucking care.
They're fuck like, that guy. He didn't help us. Let's get out of here.
They're like, screw you guys. I'm going home.
They're probably just wandering around, wondering, Bruno, what do we do now? Do we just... What's it? It's just wander around and I'll just keep shooting. I'm like Terrence Malick.
Just talk urgency. To a Clyde Anderson for more.
I'm changing my name to Clyde Anderson.
Clyde. Clyde.
The computer just messaged back. They're all dead, Dave. All of them. They're dead.
Well, that was pointless for them to come down there and help out.
So they all died anyway.
Oh, and there's a 10 seconds left.
They even killed Bob.
He had one day and left till retirement.
Exactly.
Yes, you're asking about
it. The computer was like, the time is up. Boom. Gotcha. So, where's the explosion?
Your time is up, but my time is now.
Let's go to the steam room.
No. Oh, what is this? I thought it was going to blow up.
That was the whole point of getting out.
Well, the thing was, what they were going to do, it wasn't going to blow up. It's just going to add more steam. That's what the...
Apparently, it's just the steam room time countdown.
Exactly.
More electricity sizzling. Sizzle, sizzle.
Oh, that's steam. That's just smoke, smoke, smoke.
Schmirk, schmirk, schmirk.
Whoa, there's an exit. There's an exit at the top of the stairs. The sign says exit.
They're just wandering around wondering where all that bong smoke is coming from so they can have a hit.
It's just Craven in the corner. That's me!
Smoke, smoke, smoke. Smoke, smoke, smoke. This movie would have been better if... This movie would have been 10 times better if, like, Nicolas Cage was in it, playing all the characters, including the mutant creatures. I could have been like, I'm a mutant. Oh.
I think someone really needed to give Bruno Mathai some psychedelics.
Well, just an editor.
Or an editor. Or someone who says no.
I have a feeling Bruno Mathai is the type of person who, like, shoots everything and then just puts it all in the movie.
Yeah.
So are they just going to stand in front of the explosion?
Yes. Where's the self-destruct from a minute ago?
Yeah, it did the fucking... It did the fucking countdown, for fuck's sake.
Shut up, kid.
Stop screaming at her! Kid. She can't do it with you screaming at her, you dumb bitch. Bloody hell.
Hit the button that says off.
So the little girl knows how to self-destruct.
And the door only half opens? Where are we?
Well, we established that door's only half open in this movie.
Alright, it's almost finished, so...
I guess there's no, like, rip-off Power Loader scene in this movie.
Now it's time to play...
It's Pong.
Hello, Sarah. I'm a.
It's counting Hello, down Sarah. Again. And she's still actually, screaming.
Little girl, my name's actually Stephanie. You've been saying my name wrong this entire time. Wow, they're gonna die.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
It's gonna be a bummer ending.
I guess. This is a robot voice. Hello. Hello, Sarah. I'm afraid I can't do that. Oh, she's got a wardrobe change.
Wait, it's a time machine.
What?
It's a time machine.
What?
There's a fucking time machine. A time machine.
What the fuck? What?
Well, that's where you put your dongle in.
Ah. Let's see.
Oh, it's the brand new iPhone I wanted. It's the brand new iPhone I wanted. Well, this is a out of left field plot twist.
Are they setting it up for a prequel or a sequel?
What year are they going to? Then we find out they went back to November 2019.
They went back to the year of Nightkiller.
Yes. No, are they basically going to go back in time? Is she basically going to become like the Kyle Reese going back in time and stopping him coming to this base?
I fucking have no idea.
Is that where the Terminator...
I want to know, like, when they're supposed to be going back in time. Is that the time machine from the movie, The Time Machine?
I don't know.
It's self-destructing as they go back in time, or something.
Oh, that hallway's on fire.
Time pod whining and rumbling. Okay, then. More electricity sizzling.
Oh, no, that hallway's on fire. Whee!
We're going back in time to 10 seconds ago. And then everything blows up anyway.
I just want to know where the fuck they're meant to be going. Oh, it all took place in a shed. Fair enough.
Yes.
And they're just screaming.
That actually, how they got those screams is that they just watched an early cut of this movie.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, they're going back in time to 14.
Oh, ad!
We've got an ad! When it's Seriously? Almost finished!
About 1:23:20.
Yeah, we're at 1:23:13. So.
What's a fucking ad? Like, at
like
the end
right
the
at the end!
Don't you just love it when Tubi does that? I legit, like, I said this on the episode last week, but legit, watching Tubi once, and, like, they had an ad as the movie was finishing. Like, yeah. This
We're only halfway well. Through the fucking ad. It's a long ad right at the end of the movie. Ugh.
I predict the movie will be on for, like, 30 more seconds, if that.
The ad's almost finished, at least for us, anyway.
All right, we are back. Yeah. It's 23, 15, 16, 17... 18, 19, 20, 21,
yep,
22, yep. 23. There
yep.
we go. All good? Yep. So they
went... So back in time to before Venice
became a shithole?
Apocalyptic?
Or something?
Yeah.
Mm. I have no idea
receive,
what...
Receive.
Yeah. Receive. What is this? Okay, yeah, they apparently did, and this kid is weirded out because they have steam
and
coming off.
Somehow they did. Where's the pod they were in? They're just like showing up in the middle of the street.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically, this whole movie propped itself up as being quote unquote Terminator 2. Instead, it was an Aliens ripoff, and it's only in the last 5 minutes like, oh, we're going to set up the Terminator part now.
Yeah, sort of.
Going back in time.
But why did they go back in time? Are they going to stop Tubular?
Oh!
Wait, what?
It's the dude! He somehow survived!
What?
He's got his head.
And he's got a vagina on his face. Well, he does.
We gotta get out of here. Well, quick, I got a glass bottle.
See, look!
It is like a little vagina on his face. It's like in South Park.
Mm-hmm. Where you stick the floppy.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. What, she gonna kill him with a glass bottle?
Yes.
But where was he? Ah, okay. They actually explained something. What the fuck? That's all she does?
Look! What?
What is that?
A little bit of... How did that cut do that?
I don't know.
It cut away half his face.
But in theory, shouldn't it be like the real Terminator 2, where now he's a good guy trying to help them back in Venice? That'll be the next movie.
What is this music? What the?
Where did he come from?
That looks so terrible.
But he looks at least 10 times better now. Help, Bruno Mattei wants us to be in a Terminator ripoff.
Oh, he's gonna go kill him.
Ah!
Whoa!
Fuck you, dude.
But yet, that wasn't a doll. He threw someone over.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Fucking Italian.
Hey, that's actually a horrible thing to do to someone in Venice because that water is dirty.
Yeah, I know.
He's gonna have like some kind of infection from it.
What is
it's
this?
Coming out of nowhere!
Where's his eye?
She slices it off.
Jesus.
Melody. That's what he sounds like. What a great comeback line.
What the fuck?
Is that going to send him back to where he was in time?
I don't
know. She put the batteries in the wrong way. Because it gets short circuits.
Wow, the movie's getting psychedelic now.
So maybe Bruno Mattei did have some psychedelics.
I think so.
And he's dead.
I think my cookie's kicking in.
Hey!
and he's gone.
It's finished, I think. Well, it's peaceful music, so I'm assuming.
Okay, it's now time for us to go find the government and let them know what's going to happen to Venice. And then, unfortunately, since we're women, they will not take us seriously.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So, Sarah, can I please speak with a British or Italian accent?
What the fuck was this movie? Once again, my pick does not disappoint.
It definitely does not.
They're going to change the future by changing the past.
Basically, the corporation's plan, if I had to guess, or whatever, was either creating... Oh, that's the end of the movie. Mutant creatures and also creating a time machine that goes back and stops... And Mutant War is up next!
Yes, we can watch Mutant War, Alien Party Crashes, Extro 3, The Terror Within 2... Or Exterminators of the Year 3000.
I did see Exterminators of the Year 3000. That's a total Italian ripoff of Mad Max.
Of course it is. And that brings an end to Shocking Dark, a.k.a. Terminator 2, a.k.a. What the fuck did we just watch? Ba-bom.
Yes.
Oh, Bruno Mattei, you crazy, crazy man.
I don't think we have ever heard Bede lose his shit with that. I have, for sure.
And there was barely any nerds in this movie.
No.
There's one at the end.
Yeah. The one who got thrown into the canals of Venice.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
So, thank you, everybody, for joining us for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. I hope you have enjoyed yourselves as much as we have watching this fucking movie. And guaranteed, I'll be watching it again. and again.
Indeed.
Because why the hell wouldn't I? Yeah. I mean, we've already watched Night Killer several times. So
well, that's Night Killer.
Yeah.
That is Night Killer. At least leave things happen in Night Killer.
Yeah, there's not like 20 minutes of them just walking around not doing anything. This is this is definitely more like Robo War versus that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I start to sense like Bruno Matai's trademarks. It's like characters wandering around for like 20 minutes.
If you notice in the Night Killer reshoot bits that he did, there's a lot of just walking around doing nothing till the killer does something, essentially.
Exactly.
So Batch is in the same hallway that he's gonna walk around for an hour and a half. He's gonna he's gonna change the lighting so it looks slightly different every time.
Yes,
yeah.
But yes, once again, thank you for watching. Next week, if everything goes well, will be Bede's pick, and that will probably send us into October for horror films, and then after that, we will have our Patreon poll for horror movies for the Halloween season, so we will be doing lots of horror-centric stuff. So keep an eye out for that. And as always, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. You can always find the To Be Tuesdays podcast as well as all our other podcasts under the Super Podcast banner on all your major podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Deezer, all of them. There's too many to list off. Everything will be in the show notes. And you can find us at facebook.com/thesupernetwork, or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. We are also on Instagram at the.super.network and on TikTok at thesupernetwork. And you can find our previews and random videos on our YouTube channel. Just look up the Super Network YouTube channel, or Super Marcy, or Be Jemine. You'll find the channel there. Again, everything is in the show notes. And yeah, Bede, where can people find you?
If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeJemine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at the Super Network with all my reviews and columns.
And Batch.
Find me every Tuesday at Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, and the Pop4D Network, where me and one and only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. So last week's show, we did actually Spider-Man 67, episode, I believe, 4. First appearance of Mysterio on that show. That was a good one. As we edge toward the next big couple episodes, where Death of Gwen Stacy. Ooh. So pivotal issues in the history of Spider-Man.
Yes, big time.
So you can also find me on my socials at Multiverse5, at Multiverse5VE on the Instagrams, and follow us on hashtag Pop4D, all of the social medias, as well as on our TikTok at Batch at Pop4D.
Yes, and give everything a listen if you can. Show your support, send us likes, give us reviews, let us know, you know, what you think of this stuff. We know you're listening because we're getting, you know, the listener stats, which tells us, you know, within 4 days of releasing a podcast, there's like thousands of downloads, so it's crazy. But again, I know not everyone leaves feedback on what they listen to, but we'd love to hear from you. If you think we suck, tell us. We'd still love to know.
So one more thing. If you like comics, gaming, wrestling, television, and all the like of pop culture, make sure you join the Pop4D group on Facebook.
Absolutely. Yes. We are active members there as well. And we'll always post, some funny memes or whatever is happening that we want to talk about, especially, you know, when it comes to comics and wrestling and stuff. It's a pretty good close-knit community, so.
And spoilers ahoy, we are a spoilers group, so.
Yes, absolutely. So, guys, thanks once again for tuning in. Sorry if I'm waffling on, I tend to do that. Until next time, I've been Super, Bede's been terrible, Batch has been on the chocolate peanut butter cups. And we are going to avoid going to fucking Venice in a post-apocalyptic world, apparently.
I'm going to go walk around the basement of my apartment building just to be around some pipes.
Yeah. So. You'll just do that for an hour and a half.
and I'm gonna throw dolls off balconies.
Yeah, do it. Make sure their heads fall off.
Exactly.
All right, nerds. Guys.
Fucking dolls.
Fucking dude.
Nods. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We will see you next Tuesday for the Tubi Tuesdays experience. Much love. See you later.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Fuller.
Fuck you.
A ferocious. Indestructible. Ruthless Terminator. Shocking Dark.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.